Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you
again and again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
Hello and welcome into the GSMC Technology Podcast. I am your host, Tom Doherty. As always, this podcast is brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. It is a Tuesday, and we have a good show for you planned today. In the first segment, we're going to be talking about Netflix and their recent releasing of their quarterly earnings. I know this is a tech company. It's a tech streaming company, and they had some big business implications coming out today, coming out as they have reached new heights you see on the title line of this episode. The second segment, we're going to be talking about different smartphone issues, whether it's Android or iPhone. Both Google and Apple have come out, have reports of some issues regarding their new product line. And then in the final segment, we're talking about some of your favorite games and some issues that could be surrounding them coming up in the near future. And then in the last segment, we're just going to find out as we go along, probably just report some different stuff that comes out, but maybe during the show or stuff that's come out recently that I find that maybe you guys want to know. All right. So in that first segment, like I said, Netflix, they have reached come out with some quarterly earnings, and they have definitely exceeded their original goals. I mean, they've come out with two million people have subscribed to Netflix in the last quarter, which is definitely beating their estimates. I mean, what do you think? How many more people really can subscribe to Netflix? I feel like everybody has it, or either they're using their grandmother's login, or their parents, or their roommates, or their roommate's friend, or whatever it might be. I don't know how Netflix is keeping track of all these people, but 2 million people have now been subscribed in the last quarter for Netflix streaming services. And I remember back when it was still, you'd have your queue and you'd put your queue in and you get your DVD and then you send the DVD back and it gives you a new one. Remember when that was the original Netflix? I mean, now it's all about Netflix originals and the algorithm and all about, I mean, I was just watching the Seth Rogen comedy special for his charity. Clarity for Charity was now on Netflix. It's this Netflix special, and it was trying to reach all the different algorithms that Netflix has. You know, whether it's nature documentary, drama, animation, I mean, comedy, all the different kinds of stuff that Netflix all takes into account to put it onto your screen, and it'll, when it suggests you different things to watch. But it is interesting as they definitely have come out with more users than they thought they did in the last quarter. So in the quarter one, they definitely have come out ahead of the game when it comes to earnings and such. So, I mean, if you're Netflix, you got to be happy. But I mean, you spent a lot of money on original content, and they spent upwards of $9 billion last year on an original content. I feel like every time I go on Netflix, they have a new show or a new movie that they produce. I mean, that's a lot of money. You don't see Hulu, you don't see Amazon Prime doing stuff like that. I mean, it's just ridiculous how much stuff they have. I mean, I think even in that special, they're talking about how many stand-up comedy specials they individually Netflix has released. 3,000. I mean, it's not that much, but I mean, it's quite a lot. I feel like almost every comedian has a Netflix comedy special, or and the good ones have like four. So they definitely have to be happy with that, but they're going to have to find, I don't know if the sustainability is still there. I mean, these guys, they definitely have been revolutionizing this tech market. I know I talked about on the last show that Disney is going to be trying to get into this type of game when it comes to streaming services and just pay to watch kind of things versus paying the, like your Comcast and your DirecTVs, the cable companies. So definitely something that you need to be paying attention to, as Netflix is going to be either shifting or maybe just continuing to roll on with this model that they've created when it comes to creating their own kind of content and then going off of different stuff that they deem fit to get on to put onto their service. I mean, I remember Netflix, I don't know, it's HBO does a little better job when it comes to movies. when it comes to putting movies on to their service to watch, just like straight up blockbuster movies or from the out of the box office. So I mean, I remember Netflix used to be more a little bit better when they coming to putting movies on. Now it's all about being able to watch your favorite, watching Friends for the seventh time, or like me, if you're like me, watching off The Office or Parks and Recreation for the ninth or tenth time in a row, or just finding your favorite episodes. Now they have a button now on The Office or on some of these episodes where it's just like play like best rated episodes. It'll just bounce around different seasons and show you different episodes. But it's just interesting because, I mean, these guys, they're putting a lot of money back into their product and creating their own stuff when it comes to Netflix. I mean, in January, it said that they are expected to make $3.69 billion in revenue in the quarter. I mean, that's pretty nice because they just, I mean, compared to last year's quarter one, they did $2.64 billion. I mean, that's not too shabby when it comes to Netflix and their earnings reports. I mean, you got to like that if you are a shareholder in Netflix. I mean, this can turn into a business podcast segment pretty quickly because these tech companies, not only are they creating amazing technology for us to use and services for us to use, but they also can make you money if you are... I was talking about IPOs when it comes to Spotify and different things like that. I mean, I think we're going to have like 8 new tech IPOs coming out this quarter, or maybe even in the next few weeks. Netflix obviously is a publicly traded company. You can go on your favorite stock exchange website or however you call your broker and buy some Netflix stock if you'd like. It's hard to be a financial advisor and not tell your customers to buy Netflix or not buy Netflix, because you never know what's going to happen with them. They could continue to keep growing, whether they are going to be splitting or they're going to be trying to figure out what a new market might be. Let's see what they're trading at right now, actually. They're trading, yeah. I mean, their shares are a little expensive right now. Unless you're a big stockbroker or trader that you're going to hold on to it or just try and flex it out, because, I mean, it's trading at almost $330 a share. That's a lot of money just for your normal day-to-day mom and pop trader. Like, if my dad probably would not buy them, or he would just get a couple shares just as an example, compared to like a company like Apple that split their stock, I mean, probably, I don't know, 15 times in the last few years. I mean, I know they did like a 7-way split last year or the year before. They're at 177 right now, so that's got to be nice. So we're going to be talking about them in the next segment when it comes to their phones, and then also news about a subscription service that they'll be coming out with as we're talking about subscriptions on this segment. Actually, let's get to that right now. We're kind of done talking about Netflix. Netflix is they're a great. It's a great service. You got to love Netflix. We all use it a lot, whether it's, like I said, to watch our favorite shows or to go and find out what their new content is. I mean, not their content's, it's hit or miss sometimes. I mean, there's definitely some stuff that's worth watching that becomes pretty popular. Obviously, everybody loves our Stranger Things, or, I mean, Making a Murderer was pretty popular. Then they have the different shows and movies that they come out with as well. So some of them aren't that great, but some of them are really popular and get really pretty viral. They go viral. I know the girl who plays Eleven, I don't want to say her name wrong. I think it's like Millie Bobby Brown or something like that, or Bob, like that. She's going to be making like $3.2 million next season for Stranger Things. Everybody is ready for season 3 of Stranger Things? Yes. Okay. All right. So we're going to actually go over to the Apple news. They are coming out with a new subscription service that will be basically a premium subscription service that you can get magazines on your tablet and on your phone, it looks like. And they have made deals with they bought textile companies, but like printing, you know, instead of printing your magazines, you're going to be able to just read them on your phones and turn the pages probably with a little swipe. So Apple's definitely getting on into that market, as they will be trying to curb that market when it comes to tech or just like tablet access to your like favorite magazines. I mean, still, my mom reads magazines. Everybody likes their People. Everybody likes their tabloids. Now you're gonna be able to get that on your phone. So you're gonna, I mean, I'm seeing upwards of, I mean, Elle, People, Fortune, I mean, Esquire magazine, Vanity Fair, New Yorker. I mean, all these different things. Yeah, they're going to be calling this digital magazine app Texture. It's going to be called a subscription-based magazine app called Texture, which is going to be integrated into your Apple News app. So for those who are using Apple products on your iPhone and iPad, they're going to you're going to be able to do that for, it's going to be $9.99 a month for over 200 digital magazines. And like I said, People, Vogue, Rolling Stone, National Geographic, GQ, Sports Illustrated, Wired, Maxim, Men's Health, Bloomberg, Business Week, ESPN the Magazine, Entertainment Weekly. So all your favorite magazines from all across the spectrum of types of people that want to, what your different interests are. You're going to be able to read and get your content right on your tablet once Apple has an agreement to acquire the company Texture. So it's going to be called that. And then they originally had the Newsstand app, which, I mean, they did have the, it's not the same thing because, you know, I think it was just pretty free. I mean, you can go find if you go look at your iPhone or your iPad, you can go find the little news app. They changed it. It's a little different. So it's a different kind of app versus that old Newsstand thing where you could go into individual magazines, but it's going to look like they're going to have much more options, especially once you subscribe, obviously, and give them your money monthly. So instead of paying, I mean, what's the going rate for a magazine these days for a subscription for a year? I mean, now they're trying to get rid of them where you can get a whole subscription for what, like $40 or something for a whole year. So that's just one magazine though. This time you're going to be able to get as many magazines as you want, 200 different publications on your phone and tablet. So that's something that I probably would consider doing that, or maybe getting it as a gift for your family member or loved one or whatever. If somebody is a big magazine reader and they don't want to have to wait for it to come in the mail every week, you can just get them this nice little $10 subscription and they can pull it up right on their phones or on their tablets. So, I mean, that's pretty nice to have. So Apple's going to be getting into that. I think it's going to be coming out this month. Once they report that they're going to be coming out with that deal with that company, once they have the approval to acquire the company, they're going to be able to do that. It's being integrated right into that Apple News app, like I was talking about. All right, so it'd be kind of, they're comparing it to Apple Music. I mean, that's the thing with they're trying to, everything's kind of getting into. This whole segment's kind of about those subscription-based companies. I know now on Netflix, they have like three or four different options where you can pay whatever, it's $8, $10, or like $12.99, depending on how many screens you want to watch. So I'm sure that Apple's even going to come out with that. And Spotify has like a family sharing thing where you pay a few dollars a month and you can have at least five people, I think, you could share the app with and have them listen concurrently. Apple Music, I'm sure, has that. I don't use Apple Music. I use Spotify. So I know about Spotify. Apple Music, I'm sure they have the same kind of thing where you can do a family sharing program or just get and it gives you, charge you a little more if you want to have more people listening. So I'm sure this is going to be kind of similar where you're going to be able to have all these things right at your fingertips at any time. So it's just definitely going to be hopefully the helping that journalistic world. I come from a journalistic background. I like to see something like this where I know it's pretty expensive to print all these different copies of paper of these magazines. I mean, imagine now that you could be spending money, that kind of money, taking that money out of spending it on the different magazines. You have to be printing all that ink and all that paper and paste pretty much. And you can be able to put it back into the actual journalistic writing and the different stories you can investigate and being able to pay these journalists the way they need to be paid in order to find the stories you want. And then you could put them right into your news stand or news Apple News app right on your tablet. It's going to integrate it right in. And it's probably not going to eliminate these magazines. Not everybody has an iPhone, obviously, but this is going to be a pretty good shift as we're going to be able to get rid of these. I mean, what you're paying it straight up. So you don't have no name. Probably can get a premier tier. Well, like a complement, the existing, but you can get rid of the ads. And you're going to be able to get some nice, crisp, clear reporting right to your phone and right to your tablet instead of having to scramble through magazines to find the articles you like or go to the dentist's office and pick it out of their shelf. I mean, that sometimes that's how I read magazines. I have a Sports Illustrated subscription. I mean, those are that's a good magazine, but definitely had an issue when it comes to getting onto the digital markets, as a lot of magazines have had issues with. I know People has like a Snapchat account, but that's about it. All right, that's going to come up. That's going to finish up this segment. We talked about kind of your subscription news regarding your subscription-based services. Netflix has had a big day with their quarterly earnings being reported up over their projected mark. Apple is going to be coming out with a new subscription service for your magazines and your favorite news sources and all that. Next segment, we're going to be talking about more Apple stuff and Android regarding their new iPhone rollouts and some issues regarding the Apple product line and also the Android line that's going to look like they're kind of becoming a little bit of a copycat. So stay tuned and we'll be talking about that in just a moment.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
All right, welcome back to the GSMC Technology Podcast. This segment, we're going to continue talking about some Apple news. This regarding their new iPhone issues, and that's pretty much they're reporting that it's going to be difficult getting enough space on the phone. They're running out of real estate. I mean, we know Apple came out with the news a couple of years ago that they were going to get rid of the headphone jack on the bottom of the phone. Then they decided to scrap the home button in order to get that fate or to have more space for a screen. And then on that iPhone X that we all love, I haven't yet to get one, but eventually. And then we all like that fact that we have the Face ID where you just look at the phone and it opens up for you because it recognizes your lovely faces and eyeballs. So, I mean, that's the issue they're having now is the fact that they are still running out of room on the phone, whether it's the front of the phone. I know they're trying to get this new wireless charging capabilities to get available for the next model of iPhone. Remember, the iPhones used to come out every other year, I believe. Now they're coming out like every year. So we'll see what they're going to be doing when it comes to September and the release of the next iPhone. That's definitely something that's going to be an issue for Apple is they're definitely running out of things to drop as they have still a little notch on top of the screen for the face recognition camera and the earpiece for when you are talking on the phone, because still some people like to do that too, right? We still like to talk on the phone. But I mean, we're going to have some definitely some things we're going to find out when it comes to Apple's decision, what they're going to take off next to find out room, whether it's for the wireless charging or for a bigger screen or whatever they need to do, as it's going to be interesting. I don't really know why. I mean, in my opinion, it looks pretty nice the way it is. I mean, for a wireless charger, I feel like that would be on the back of the phone. Like you set it on a little thing, which I thought they already had kind of already for the 10. You can do that already. You set it on top of this little pad thing on your desk and it charges the phone. Whether it does it through a case or not, it depends on the case, I guess. But definitely they are trying to figure out more things to take off the screen in order to fit new things on, I guess. So, I mean, there's definitely an issue as they're trying to get this design problem figured out. All right, and then another issue is that we're having a little copycat problem also when it comes to Samsung products. And the fact that they're already, I mean, you look at the new phones they're coming out with, it looks more and more and more like this iPhone that just came out, the iPhone X. So it's going to be interesting. This Android P phone is still in is only in developer beta mode. But, I mean, we've had some pictures come out, and you're already seeing that the iPhone X is kind of that base model that they're trying to match. And same thing with that Google Pixel phone that came out, and it's just kind of just showing you what this what the world's thinking in, and Google's their lack of innovation coming out from the Google just design team or whatever they wanted. They found that Apple came out with a good model, and they just like, oh, might as well, can't beat them, so we're going to join them. As I'm seeing lots of reports saying that Apple is, and Google is showing little innovation when it comes to their phone products. I mean, Google probably, I don't know, that's Apple's main flagship is their iPhone, I believe. I mean, they have all the computers and such. Google has a lot of different things that they do regarding the search. I mean, we don't go to apple.com to search for our favorite pictures of puppies, right? I mean, we go to Google. I know people that go to Google to type in Yahoo to get to their mail or just use Chrome because that's Google and that's their own web browser. Apple doesn't have their own web browser, but Google does it all. So, I mean, Google definitely has a lot more on their plate. But Apple's always been the company that make those premier products that we all love and love to pay the premiums for, which is, I mean, whatever. The Macs are nice. It's a nice laptop. The iPads are fun to use. And they're very, very practical. There's a little mini personal review right there from yours truly. All right. So continuing on, I mean, these the screens are pretty much very, very similar as they continue to eliminate the bezel. The bezel is the exit or the edge of the screen, which your phone is surrounded by there and the edges of the phone. So we're starting to get to this bezel-less technology. I remember when the Samsung came out with that, the Edge or something like that, where you can, even if it was sitting upside down, you could have, it had a little screen on the side of the phone to pop up whatever, who's texting you, or you could assign a color to somebody and whatever colors flashed, even when the phone was face down, you could tell who's texting you. It's kind of a gimmicky thing to tell that they definitely went away from that. So I don't understand what the big deal is with that one. It's just all these different phone stuff. It's all who's going to figure it out first. Who's going to make the perfect phone? Even though, I mean, there's really no, is there a perfect phone out there? Is there a perfect phone? I know people have their stuff. I know I read something a couple weeks ago that there's a phone that just does calling and texting. I think it has no apps and it like sold out in like a week or something. It was a super simple, like it was like they called it like a dumb phone or something like that. It just does calling and texting. It's just one little screen. People were clamoring to buy it because, I mean, everybody likes the new thing. They don't care how functional it is or practical it is. It's new, and it's a little off base of what we've been rushing towards these last few years with these ultra smartphones that are basically computers in your hand. I mean, I almost did my taxes on my phone, but then I didn't do it. I decided to use a real computer because that's what you're supposed to do, probably. But you could. I mean, you probably could. You could use it. There's probably an app for it. There's an app for that. Remember that thing? There's an app for that. Always an app for that on our phones and now on our tablets. I mean, I'm waiting for these tablets to get phone capabilities. I mean, you can still FaceTime on them, so I'm just holding my iPad mini up to my face, even though my iPhone 8 Plus is just as almost as big. I mean, look at there. It's like a little brother. Hey. But I digress with the whole phone thing. We're getting into this age where we cannot have anything that is, we can't regress. We got to keep pushing forward. I mean, you already talked about the fact that Apple is already trying to change up their iPhone 10 that looks pretty flawless in the way it is, but they want to try and take more stuff off the phone and replace it with whatever they want to replace. They already took off the headphones. They already took off the home screen. What else? You want a full screen now? You got to put the camera underneath the screen. You have this new Face ID technology, which apparently is now going to be put on the new iPads as well. So the iPads probably are going to have no home screen either, even though I like the home button. I don't have to like try and find the right spot on the bottom of the screen there to swipe up and get back to the home screen. Every time I use my friend's phone, who has an iPhone 10, I'm like, how do you get back to the home screen? You swipe up. I guess. And you have to find the perfect little spot to do it. And how do you get to your control panel? Do you swipe to the left, swipe to the right? I don't know. It's just ridiculous. All these new things. It's okay, though. We're ready for it. And Apple knows because Apple's reading our minds, right? Is that what's happening? Apple's reading our minds? No, just kidding. All right. Yep. Continuing on about this whole phone problem. I know that Google is just kind of maybe they're just, like I said, you can't beat them, join them, get into that realm where you're just gonna be like, okay, we'll just beat you at your own game then. Whether we're not gonna have to innovate it anymore, we're just gonna make a better product, which is probably what I think they should do. If you're just wasting, I wouldn't call it wasting time, that's not the right words for it, but you're just spending a lot of time and energy and funds and research on trying to innovate and do all this stuff. I mean, Apple came out with, I mean, this edgeless phone net pretty much now that you just hold up to your face and it opens up for you, or you look at it basically and it recognizes you. So you just, why not just do that, but with your tech, your processors, your user face. I know people who are just absolutely loyal to the Android user face and the fact that you can customize it, all your little widgets and stuff, versus Apple is much more uniform in the fact that you have your apps obviously, but you can't really do anything other than that. You can't really customize it in a certain way that you want, where you have your apps floating around in space or whatever you do on the Android. I never had an Android, so I can't really attest to that. I have a more of an Apple person, where it's much more user-friendly and simplified, but that's in my book. I believe that there's definitely some people who are much more loyal to Android who don't like the Apple snootiness and their premiums and all that stuff. So I can't argue with that, because it's true. They do that too. So, I mean, if you're a Apple person, whether you're an Apple person or a Android person, eventually we're all going to have the same phone anyways, right? Or we're just going to look, they're going to look exactly alike, because that's what I'm seeing being reported. The fact that all these phones are probably going to be coming the same kind of phone, but just with the different tech, like I said, different operating system, whether it's the Android or iOS system. So it depends on pretty much what you like, but they're all going to be pretty much looking the same. I mean, these Samsung has pretty much cornered the market on, I mean, but they're still, that's the one thing about Google Android phones, is they've definitely allowed it to be, you can, if you like the Samsung, you get the Samsung. If you like the Motorola, you get the Motorola. You get the Google Pixel, get the Google Pixel. Apple is pretty much just, bang, here's your iPhone. So you don't really have a choice whether it's a company you like to use or not. So definitely something that everybody's got to think about coming up this September, when Apple comes out with their new iPhone. Everybody's going to be waiting at the doors at the Apple store. I don't know. That's one thing with the difference between the Apple store, Apples and the Samsungs. I mean, we never really see anybody at the Samsung store waiting around the corner. People waiting around the corner of a Samsung store buying the new Galaxy S11 or whatever number they're on right now. I think it's probably like 10. They're pretty much on the same level as iPhones when it comes to the whole numbering system. iPhone did skip 9, though. They went right from 8 to 9. So, I mean, 8 to 10. I don't know. Maybe Tim Cook doesn't like 9s. So, whatever. That's whatever Apple wants to do. They wanted to get to that Roman numerals. They got iPhone. I thought it was iPhone X, honestly. It's iPhone 10. They just didn't want to put it at 1.0. They just made it an X. But we're getting to Roman numerals, everybody. Assuming it's going to be XI 11. I wonder, that's going to be interesting. Are they going to do that? Or are they going to do like X? Are they going to be like iPhone XS? Like, or are we like the iPhone, or it could be like the Xbox people who Xbox or iPhone 1X? Like, that'd be interesting. But yeah. So, I mean, I don't understand why this Apple, why do they think they need to? Everybody tell me, tweet me, do whatever you need to do, but tell me, but why does Apple need to keep taking things off their phones to replace them? Look at how simplistic that 10 is. It's just sitting there. It's pretty much bezel-less. It goes screen, edge to edge screen, all the way to the bottom. There's no home screen. It's a little notch on the top to get your face recognition. What do they want, a full screen? The whole thing to be a screen? I don't even think Samsung's been doing that. They have the edge ones where it kind of curves down a little bit. The screen goes around the side, kind of wraps around the phone. But I don't understand. They're running out of things. Yeah, they're running out of things to drop. But what are they going to replace them with? What do they want? They want to have a edgeless phone like you've already seen with the new. Even in China, you have a new phone that goes edge to edge all the way to the top of the screen. Is that why you want a full brick phone, basically, that has no black space? It's all screen on the front of the phone. So they're seeing that in China, the fact that you want to have a phone that goes all the way to the top and all the way to the bottom, side to side, no problems, and still be able to recognize your face. So where are you going to put that camera, people? Does it slide up a little bit? Oh, that's what it looks like. It's like slides Oh, okay. Creating a screen that can slide over the camera. Okay. All right. So if you pop it, little has a little pop up in the back of the phone. Now our phones, it's all about the thickness and how skinny our phones are and such. Now it looks like we're going to get back to these brick phones that are even thicker, so we can have a little full screen that pops up to get you. You slide the phone, back of the phone up to get the camera to do the facial recognition. I mean, I don't know. Now we're getting back to slide phones. This is 2008. Okay. Well, off my soapbox now. All right, that's the end of this segment. We're going to get to... That was a soapbox, all right. I was talking about different phones and how we have pretty much gotten to the point that, I mean, why... If it ain't broke, don't fix it. What's the big deal? I mean, yeah, we have so many different options to do. I think they came up with a pretty good idea. The iPhone 10 looks pretty cool. Just give me an iPhone 10 Plus and I'll be good, because I like the big screen for me. But what's the big deal here? That looks pretty good to me, the iPhone 10. Obviously, they got to make it something different. They make it something new in order to sell a new one. I mean, the thing about Apple is they'll give you the operating system for free, basically, all the updates. And then everybody's got to expect, oh, what are they going to do for iOS 11? Or, yeah, I think we're on that right now. We're going to be close. We're getting to iOS 11 territory. I know this rolled out, I think, iOS 10.3, which I talked about on a couple episodes ago, but that was only regarding people who are part of like iPhone network with like their work or something like that. So I think they fixed it already anyways. All right. Next segment, we're going to get into some more stuff regarding your favorite video games, Fortnite and Players Unknown Battlegrounds. So stay tuned for that. I know there's some reports and some rumors out about maybe the day that Fortnite's days are numbered. And so there's some issues regarding, I think it was some copyright infringement stuff. So we'll be talking about that when we come back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
All right, welcome back to the GSMC Technology Podcast. We've talked a lot about Apple and iPhones and Netflix and subscription services and all that good stuff that I think we're going to be transferred into pretty much. I mean, I wouldn't say that the normal market for your Comcast and your digital cable and your DirecTV and all your satellite services are going to be going quickly, but I think that's what we're headed towards, is a subscription-based TV, where now we have YouTube TV that we're probably going to have to do a big episode on. I think we'll do it on Thursday. I'm getting ready for a big episode for YouTube TV regarding some their big outlook for them after their launch recently. And then also we have stuff regarding, I mean, the whole stuff I was talking about last week with Disney getting into those subscription-based market, but starting with ESPN, and they'll be rolling out some more stuff as we get through the year into next year. And then obviously we have Apple getting into the news subscription market, where instead of having to go down to Safeway or the newsstand, if you're living in a big city outside, and those lovely New York newsstands, and having to get your favorite magazine on your way to work or what have you, you can just pull it up on your phone and have it right at your fingertips whenever you want, right when you roll out of bed, for $10 a month. Thank you very much, Apple. That's what they like. They like to get your money up front, which is fine, because it probably makes it a little easier for you anyways. All right. This segment, we're talking about your favorite video games, and especially those ones that are those free-to-play when you download them on your mobile device, or whether it's on your Xbox, PlayStation 4, what have you. Fortnite and Player Unknown's Battleground. I keep saying it wrong. It's Player Unknown's Battleground. There's a weird acronym for it, too, but I'll just keep saying the long form. And Fortnite, it's interesting having to review these games They're both really fun. They're both really fun games, obviously. They're popular for a reason. But they continue to evolve because that's how these games kind of work with these whole free-to-play games. They kind of evolve. They're all hooked to the internet, so you can get new weapons and new features in the game as you continue on throughout the life of the game itself, and the how it gets older and more advanced and stuff like that. I mean, there's two different reports coming out now, one for each game. I know last week we had the Porter Fort, which was the big rage. I mean, everybody, I don't know, it had mixed reviews. I think it's pretty cool. It's huge. You just throw the little ball and it pops right up. I mean, I've seen videos of people using it as an offensive weapon to squish people, or using it to just throw it in the middle of a map and then have it right there for your little sniping purposes or what have you. So, I mean, that game is pretty fun. We'll get to some issues regarding that. Some other news that came out about that game in just a second. But I'm going to talk about the fact that they're coming out with a new weapon. The light machine gun is coming out, folks. Be aware. I mean, I don't know if you probably play the game as often as most people do. You probably saw it already on the new updates. I mean, that's also good. Get to give the game kudos. They have, like, news throughout their game. While you're playing the game, you get things popping up as you're waiting for it to load or what have you, that you're going to have a new weapon. You're going to have the porta fort or whatever you want to call that. A little thing that you can get, a downloadable content that you can get, and it's going to be available. It'll say coming soon, or it's available now, or whatever. They kind of let you know as it happens. So that's pretty cool. Or you can have me tell you about it if you don't know about it yet. Go on Fortnite and get your porta fort, everybody. And then in a couple days here, it looks like you're going to be able to get a nice little light machine gun that is so big, apparently, that Forbes.com needs to review it. But that's just a headline I'm seeing there. All right. Also, getting into esports here, I'm seeing reports now that the creator of PlayerUnknown's Battleground wants to get into the esports market. It's been said that it can be kind of it would be challenging due to the creative style of the game in order to watch. It'd be a difficult thing to watch on esports. I know we have had a lot of different games where it's more team based and you're just fighting between different teams, as they said, across from each other, or in a little gaming hall. Or, I mean, I've seen, like, they made arenas for some of these esports games, or whether it's literally a sports game like NFL, like Madden, NFL 18 or whatever, and you are playing against one other person. You have a big, I mean, ESPN, it was airing a huge Madden tournament where it came down to two guys and they were just sitting there in their chairs, but playing on two separate screens in this cool little arena. Well, it wasn't a little arena; it was more of like a studio kind of thing. But they had people in there watching them. It was pretty nice. But now that we've had a report that PlayerUnknown Brendan Green wants to make this a big force in the esports world, and he's gonna have to make some changes to his game then. He's going to have to do a little bit of work regarding the watchability and definitely the user face of it. Whether it's going to be a different version of the game, we'll find out. Whether they're going to have an esports version of it, something that makes it more enjoyable for consumable watching. Because that's how they're going to do things. I mean, they're going to have to make full... That's what they want to be able to do, is increase the popularity of the game, increase the sellability of products and t-shirts and what have you. You can make these things out into leagues and into competitions, and then be able to have big time stadium events where you're going to be able to make money off of merchandising and off of ticket sales for these events, which is, I mean, just that's more and more revenue, because that's how these companies, I guess ads or just people buying things within the game, they didn't buy the game. The game's free. I mean, maybe that the host all these different people. I mean, these servers, I see reports left and right about the fact that these servers, sometimes the mobile servers will go down. Or I know last week I reported that Fortnite servers just went down completely for all their platforms. So, I mean, this is kind of ridiculous how these people making enough money. I mean, just maybe based off of just flat user base. So, I mean, they do have enough people, obviously, to do if it was that way to do it. So, but it looks like they want to get into that esports market where you're going to have people going and competing and playing this game in teams and in creating leagues, and then having some sort of viewership. I mean, that actually wouldn't be a bad idea. I would go with one of those. I could. I mean, I don't know about PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, but I would go to I probably would go to like one of those ones they have already. Those kids, those people, they freaking, they're not always kids. They're all ages. They battle it out. I mean, they're really, really talented people with these games sometimes. Whether it's, I mean, I don't think Zelda. I think Super Mario Brothers has one of them, or Super Smash Brothers has one of them. But that's pretty low in totem pole. I mean, some of these esports games that are coming out are pretty pretty high class kind of games where you're going to have a lot of different strategy involved and different people that spend a lot of time getting their crafts kind of figured out. So, I mean, there's different games. League of Legends, that's what I'm trying to think of. League of Legends, duh. League of Legends and StarCraft, they definitely have their and Counter-Strike as well, have their following regarding esports, and they all each have their tournaments and stuff like that. I mean, we even see it on ESPN that are getting into that realm of airing these competitions or tournaments, whatever you want to call them. They do have live audiences. That's what I'm saying. I would go to one of those live events. Those things look like fun, especially they're working over in the Asian markets over back east. We're trying to bring them out here, see how it works out here, and it's been catching up pretty well. So now you're seeing these free to play games. We'll see if Fortnite. That's what I was thinking about last time. What if Fortnite became an esports game? Would that be kind of? I mean, we're already watching all these people get their battle royale victories and their kills and such on Twitter and Tumblr and whatever, Reddit. All these different things. All you see is videos of people making these crazy plays on Fortnite, and sometimes even on PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. You say it right. And why can't we get that on the esports market? I know there's been issues with regarding just watchability on the bigger scale versus just watching highlights or short little clips of people doing good things versus watching them the whole time just run around the map. I know people have live streams, and we have Twitch. I talked about Twitch on the last show or a couple shows ago regarding the being able to live stream your game. So, I mean, this is definitely, there's all sorts of stuff you can do. And then we'll probably getting into the whole esports market. It's definitely something that all these developers and the creators of these games want to get to, because then that's just more and more ability to make money. So there's that. I mean, what's wrong with making money? You want to be able to do that. In this tech world, it's all about being able to please the shareholders and being able to continue on making your cash. All right, here's the news I was going to getting to. There are some rumors regarding Fortnite and possible shutdown next month. I know they're dealing with some copyright problems. They're mostly rumors. All this problem. These games. They're probably now getting. There's this, especially Fortnite. It's on such a market, such a level where, I mean, you can get into the legal situation of it and battle, hash it out, and the legal aspect of it. But there's definitely been rumors of the tweet on Twitter of this lawsuit coming around with copyright infringement with PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds itself. And the copyright infringement that Fortnite Battle Royale will be coming to an end on May 24th, 2018. I mean, we'll see if that's a hoax. So I see, and it probably is. I think it is. I think it's been reported that it is. These things don't happen. These companies don't care. They play off each other. I read about the rules last time. I read about all the different people that they're getting on these games, all the different battle they're hashing it out regarding users and how many different people are playing all at once and different people total. I mean, they play off each other. These games, they make each other, I don't feel like playing Fortnite tonight. I'm going to go play this other game. Okay, we're going to switch back and forth. We have NBA players telling each other to go on one game to go play on another game. I mean, go play. It's just ridiculous. Why would they want to try and shut one down? Do you think everybody's just going to flock all the way over there? So, I mean, there's lots of rumors saying that I love rumors. Now we're getting into hoaxes as I'm seeing more and more reports of the rumors, and now we're getting into the real reports saying that it's just a hoax. And of course, that's what I thought all along. This is crazy. That's why I wait till the end of my segment to get to it and try and tease you guys all the way through. All right. End of the segment. Next segment, just talking about your daily news in technology. We're probably going to get into different AI stuff, different more news with Windows and Microsoft, and probably some issues that they're dealing with that, because that's just Microsoft. Unfortunately, they're having some issues with regarding their transfer. The best things they got right now is going is Xbox. And we talked a lot about that on this show. So we'll get into more of that when we come back.
The average SUV has two blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the GSMC Technology Podcast. This is our last segment of the day on a Tuesday. We were talking a lot about our favorite tech companies, of course. This is a show about technology, friends. We talked about a little technology business at the beginning of the show regarding Netflix and its unexpected growth and the fact that they might need to now shift into new markets I don't know if they can keep on plugging with the whole almost $10 billion in funding for, or just in monies for creating their own productions. I mean, good for Hollywood, good for the production companies that are getting paid to make all these movies for Netflix. But we'll see if that can continue on, make a little shift or find a new medium to get that out to, or a new market to find to watch more of their movies or their shows, which have mixed reviews. I mean, some are good, some are not so good. So can't win them all there, Netflix. It is nice. They're rebooting some stuff I see, and they're definitely from previous shows, and they're also taking like shows from different streaming services. I know there was the Crackle show, the one with Jerry Seinfeld, the Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which is actually a pretty funny show with Jerry Seinfeld just interviewing a bunch of different comedians and actors while they get coffee in his cool car, in one of those cool cars. And Netflix took that one over. Just an example that I wanted to bring up. Thought of it. All right. This is the next thing on the docket for today. It is going to be the Microsoft's delays of Windows 10 update due to some blue screen of death issues. I mean, is this 2003 blue screen of death, really? Remember on your original PC? Now we're getting some issues regarding that and the Windows 10 update that I think I talked about a couple shows ago, it was the show before, I think. Talked about all the what you'd see in that Windows 10 update, but the Microsoft is definitely having some issues. There's some last minute blocking bug that delayed the release. I mean, of course, there's always bugs. All these bugs in our computers. It's crawling around in there. Don't just love my jokes. No. All right. More technology news. All right. So we're going to get talking about this. I mean, Microsoft, they're just definitely there. I mean, I've always said that the Xbox was probably their best little bet right now. The PCs, they still obviously curb the market when it comes to the user face of PC and the operating system. I mean, basically, even if you buy, whether you buy a Lenovo or a Yoga, well, actually, that's Lenovo, or HP or Dell or whatever you might buy, even actually, I even think of Chrome, even the Chromebooks run Microsoft. Operating system. You're going to have Chrome as your browser, of course. But that's not your operating system. It's different. So pretty much it's just Microsoft and running pretty much all the operating systems for your PCs. And then if you're going to get a Mac, you get a Mac. Obviously, you're going to get Mac OS, which is OS operating system. There you go. So for those who are waiting for this Windows 10 update, you have to wait a little bit longer, as you don't want to have this blue screen of death. You're going to have to, I don't know what does your computer is. You're not going to work. You're not able to do anything. It's basically, I don't know if it doesn't. It's not going to fry your computer, but it's just not going to. Your computer's not going to work. It's not going to have an operating system, which is obviously something it needs to work. But they're going to be coming out with this probably a little bit faster than what they thought was going to happen. So I mean, definitely it was available to Windows insiders. But then shortly was taken back, as they're having some issues regarding the blue screen of death. And now it appears that it will choose Windows 10 to have a later April 2018 release date for the update. So I think they're trying to get into this Apple market now, where we're used to seeing where you have to go buy the new system. You have to go buy the new operating service. Apple always rolls out their new Mac OS, and you just hit a couple buttons on your laptop, wait about an hour, or on your Mac, desktop computer, whatever you have, wait about an hour, and it'll update to the next cool little name, whatever national park they decide to make it this time. We've had Yosemite, Sierra, I think it's Sierra right now, actually. I can't think of the other ones. But yeah, just... We're still waiting on this Microsoft Windows 10 April 2018 update. So that's what they're naming it now, and it looks like they're having some issues regarding some blue screen of death problems, and it'll be delayed. As we say, the blue screen of death strikes again. I know it used to be the red ring of death, and that was the Xbox. And what's with this whole of death things when it comes to Microsoft products? We still love them. They still sell a lot of Xboxes. They still sell a lot of computers with their operating system in them. But there's a lot of death involved, which is never good. All right. Ooh, I see. This is one I wanted to get to in my last segment. Yes, I bookmarked this. For Snapchat users out there, you can now build your own face filter in a Snapchat. So The Verge is now reporting. I want to give my credit to my sources here when I go and data mine, or whatever wording you want to use for my shows. I have to definitely give credit to my sources when it comes to, I love The Verge. For those who are looking for tech information, go to theverge.com and find out all of your stuff there. Once you're done listening to me, of course. So you can find out where I got all my hot takes and information. So, I mean, you can go and Snapchat is now expanding its platform to be able to have you, the user, create your own kind of filter, which actually is pretty cool. I want to go do that. You can go into the Lens Studio, because that's what they call them. They're called lenses. I know my friend works over at Snapchat. She's like, it's not called a filter, it's called a lens. So I'm like, that was my great impersonation of her. She does not talk like that at all. This is something that's going to be pretty interesting when it comes to you guys out there using Snapchat. It used to be kind of a millennial thing, or kids using Snapchat. Now I see adults all over the place using Snapchat, whether it's for just sending pictures. I know my parents always got mad at me. Oh, why are you taking pictures of yourself so often? I'm sending a message, Dad. It's not a big deal. I mean, every time I go home now, I visit, it's just like, stop taking pictures of yourself. I'm like, I'm just sending a message to somebody. It's like texting, but just with my face on it. I mean, it's kind of like sending a little, it's kind of giving context of like, this is where I'm at right now. And now you get to go and get these lenses that you're going to be creating. You're going to be able to create digital masks. And you're going to have lots of templates, obviously, to pick from and kind of pick and choose as you go along, whether it's baseball caps, face paint, or different objects you're going to be able to put in your into your different lens that you're going to be able to be you're going to be using on your phone. I mean, whether it's going to be, I mean, they've said that 3,000 lenses were created in the first 2 months. They've reported. And they've gotten over a billion views. So, I mean, whether it's these are lenses they were created and then integrated into the Snapchat, everybody's Snapchat themselves, or if you were going to be able to, it was a beta they were using. So now you can get a Snapchat little, in your little Snapchat creative mode for those out there who like to get creative on and in the tech world here, which is, I mean, that's where we're going now. All this creativity. I mean, we're seeing more and more artwork being created on tablets and such. Apple's releasing their new iPad. That's going to be, I talked about it a lot before in previous shows. Releasing a new iPad that is going to be marketed to students in order for them to get going on their schoolwork and being definitely increasing creativity regarding projects and different kinds of drawings and things like that. When it comes to presentations, I know they have their commercial where these kids are doing the whole project on gravity, and they're drawing on the iPad with the pencil, and they get to basically use it as a workbook and then also use it as a presentation device. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. So we're back to the Snapchat. So it looks like you can send a code that links to your the lens you created, and then they get that code on the, kind of like a snap code thing, and it will give them access to it'll give them an access to use that lens for 24 hours. The code will last for 24 hours, and they'll be able to do that. So, I mean, TheVerge.com, I had to write down a quote, of course. We have to get a real quote from somebody from Snapchat. TheVerge.com has quoted a Snapchat, the camera platform at Snapchat, Etienne Polipsky said, "We are blown away by the participation level engagement and the type of creativity that has happened." So, I mean, that was probably on a test basis. They're probably going to get into the whole maybe make it worldwide, or make it definitely throw it to the bigger market where you're going to be able to create different filters and lenses and stuff like that. So you're going to be able to get creative on Snapchat. All the little Giphies now we have floating around our faces. When it comes to the Giphy libraries on Snapchat, we will probably be able to be creating some of those as well. So the Lens Studio is going to be you're going to be able to integrate a Giphy into your lens as well. So all that's kind of cool. It's all integrating it. I mean, I remember when that Snapchat, update came out, and everybody was like, "Oh my gosh, what's happening? This thing sucks." But now nobody seems to really care anymore, as now we're going to be able to get some new fun stuff to be able to do. As they're going to be like, "Oh, where'd you get that filter? Where'd you get that filter? Oh, I created it myself. That's what I did." I'm like, "Oh, let me try that. Okay, here's the code for it." Boom. So I'm just waiting for that one. That's been pretty cool. You're going to get some of my friends that have some artwork skills, whether you're going to be a bow tie wearing cat. That's what I'm saying. That's what I wrote down. Like, oh my, there's definitely things to put a star by that you're going to be putting definitely ideas in people's heads, especially in my head, that I'm going to be putting a little bow tie on my cat, maybe put a baseball cap, put a little Giants hat on him or something for those fans of baseball or whatever you fans of, put a little, what if you get a little dad hat, like one of those old dad hats? We're in an old fashioned segment here on the technology show, but it's all technology. It's Snapchat, one of the most innovative technology companies we have now, and it's going to be able to let people make their own lenses. Look at that. As we come to the close of the show, we're talking about Snapchat here on the end of this lovely Tuesday GSMC technology podcast episode, where we talked about Netflix, where we talked about Apple and their issues regarding the new iPhone and some space issues. I mean, they're talking about real estate, literally the real estate, different space on the iPhone, where they're going to do a full screen and have to do a little pop-up slide in the back of the phone to get your face recognition. I think the iPhone 10 is just fine the way it is. We also talked about Android and their issues regarding some copycatness with Apple and some problems that Google is having regarding some creativity and innovative issues. And then we also talked about Fortnite and their little hoaxy hoax that they came out with regarding the possible shutdown. I mean, that's, yeah, why would they start a suit against Fortnite? It's not the exact same kind of game, number one. It's the same concept. There's tons of games like that. Like I've talked about before, I talked about Warframe and that game that does pretty much the same thing, that it's all these games that you can get for free and just play on a massive base. All right, that's the gong. We're done for this show. As we come to the close, I definitely enjoyed this one. We're talking about Netflix, all these different news stories that are coming out. As we talk, technology never ends. There's always stuff to talk about, whether it's a blue screen of death, whether it's Netflix exceeding its original goals of target for earnings, or issues that our phone companies are having, and then the rage of our whatever new video game is coming out. We went across the spectrum. Oh, and obviously Snapchat, you can create your own filters now in your app and share them with your friends. How cool is that? So until Thursday, when we come out with another, I'll be on for another episode of this technology podcast, and we'll be talking about the news and updates, whatever happens between now and then, and also maybe we'll do some updates regarding the YouTube TV stuff that I was talking about just a little bit earlier. So until then, everybody have a good week.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.